Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What did he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. This time, we are going to be talking about the movie Bumblebee. That's right. The three of us went and saw the movie Bumblebee. We haven't all seen Aquaman yet. Travis is the only one. I don't know at this point if I will, although it seems to be kicking ass financially everywhere. Strange. I haven't heard a lot of great reviews on it. Heard people say it's good. I've never heard people say it's, you know, it's nothing like what you heard about Infinity War, Black Panther, even the new Spider-Verse movie.
It's doing a ton of money overseas.
Yeah, and so it's quite interesting. But we did go recently to see the Bumblebee and wanted to quick talk about it. This is going to be spoiler filled. If you haven't seen it yet and you're worried about spoilers, run. If you're listening to us with a phone and you run, don't take the phone with you when you run because you're still going to hear us. You need to leave your phone or your device and then run away from it right now. But I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know who we are. I'm Steve. Travis is here. Pete is here. And we're about ready to make this thing roll. Travis, you ready to tackle this puppy?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a fun one for us because we are all Transformer fans. Everybody at this table is a Transformer guy. Now, we all came into it in different times for the most part, except for probably you and me, Steve. But I didn't have a ton of Transformers as a kid.
I did not have a ton of Transformers as a kid either. I bet you I could count on my fingers, so it's probably 10 or less total through my childhood.
Yeah. I had friends that had them that I would get to play with them. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I just didn't have a ton of them. I loved the cartoon. The movie still, I mean, Optimus dying in the movie, I mean, it still is a big deal to me. But this movie franchise has let us down for years.
Yeah, I thought I liked the original Transformers when I saw it. But even then I thought it was complicated, convoluted. There's just so many damn characters in that thing. We talked about this last night, Trav. It wasn't a storyline. It was all explosion and I can't think of the right words.
But they didn't make you care for the cast.
No.
They just weren't written well. You know, it was about all these huge battle scenes that...
You can't focus on any characters on that thing. Right down to Wiki's parents are, you know, they're just... There's the dog. the hackers, the military guys, the what do you call them? Shadow military, the alien guys that were freaked out, the politicians. You know, there's all these groups of people. You know, they're giving funny scenes and weird stuff to people. You know, Wiki's buddy who climbs a tree unexpectedly, and then the bully, and then it just like there's so much to you can't really sit down and the story was just so broad and so all over the place. It was convoluted.
And then the cash grabs of like sponsorships and
which I got seemed to get worse over the movies.
It just seemed
fight scenes that were so long you couldn't remember why they started fighting to begin with.
Characters just not filling Grimlock.
Yeah.
You know, we all got excited we were getting Grimlock, and then it was just
yeah,
a mindless dinosaur that didn't even look like Grimlock.
They did one thing right. Optimus's voice.
Yes. And Optimus had epic lines in some of those movies.
Well, that guy can say anything. That would be true. Epic.
Colin, right? I mean,
when I eventually get cancer, I want that guy to tell me that I have cancer. Because it'll totally be okay. You know what I mean? Jesus. Like, when Amanda has an affair, I want that guy to be the one to tell me that my wife is sleeping with the neighbor. So it's like, thanks, Prime. You know what I mean?
Every time I hear him, it's just like, Optimus will... It's so, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but Optimus, to me, is like Clint Eastwood is to generations. Uh-huh. You know, Eastwood was just this, you know, it was something about him. He was that badass, just, that's what Optimus is to me too, you know? I mean, and I feel that same way about Eastwood.
Right.
But Optimus, just...
Well, he's that powerful leader with a heart.
That's the kicker. It's the leadership.
Yeah.
He is the epitome of what everybody wants in a leader. The guy will give you the hood off of his back. He'll do anything for you. He'll sacrifice himself. He leads by example. He's a teacher. He's a mentor. He's the epitome of what everybody wants in that lead role. You know, he's a great character.
Yeah. So we were excited about this movie. I never liked the fact.
I was
personally,
not.
You were not excited about this? I was excited about this when I saw that Bumblebee was a Volkswagen again. Because that's what he is to me.
The Transformers franchise has not given me any reason to be excited. And I didn't delve in enough to find out who was behind what or anything to see if you know things had changed or not. But the reason we went and saw this in the theater was because Pearson wanted to go. Pearson was super excited about this movie, and that was the reason I went.
Nice.
So
I'm going to agree with Pete on this. I really didn't have excitement for this. Even I was kind of seeing and hearing some good things. I still was like, meh.
I'm hearing great things about Aquaman too, but I'm like, meh. You know.
There was a glimmer of hope here for me, and I thought because I thought maybe somebody they made him a Volkswagen again. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that the Bayformers.
Did you feel like somebody was giving a shit?
That's what I thought. I thought maybe somebody knows these characters.
Retro
a bit.
Nostalgia. I get that.
To me, I'm not deep. Like my interaction or my knowledge of Transformers comes from the toys and the original cartoon, basically. That's it. You know? And to me, Bumblebee was that character that was not a cool vehicle. He was a Volkswagen. Volkswagens weren't cool in the 80s. He was not a cool vehicle. He was not a big Transformer. He was the little guy that always had bravery and always would do what needed to be done, you know? And that's the character. Making him a cool Camaro, I thought was like, no, that doesn't seem right for me.
Yeah.
It never was.
Yeah.
So when I saw he was back, and then when I saw that, what I thought in the previews was Starscream.
Yeah.
I really got excited.
Yeah.
It didn't end up that way, but.
That opening scene. Having watched the movie, cartoon movie with you guys a couple years ago, that opening scene, man, that just hit every single nerve of nostalgia for me. I was the guy, I'm the friend that you guys were talking about with the Transformers. I had a ton of Transformers. But I, for whatever reason, I don't have anything in my memory other than the Optimus Prime with the trailer. I don't have a good memory of what they were. They don't hit me the way that a Ninja Turtle does, or a certain, you know, an Alley Viper does, or the talking Cobra Commander does. I don't know why my brain, but I had a ton of Transformers as a kid. And I almost wonder if I just couldn't transform them very well. And I don't know how much I actually even played with them, you know? But man, it was hooks in. And like, again, I was there. I was there for Pearson. We had dinner together. It was fun. Everybody got together and, you know, it was social. But dude, 5 minutes into that movie, I'm like, yeah, here we go. And it kept me hooked, and it was long. But I didn't feel long to me, which that's a compliment to a movie. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That first 5 minutes was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, to hear Sound Scream and Shockwave or Soundwave.
You see Ratchet right off the bat. Oh, yeah.
See, now that's, Amanda was looking at IMDb and she goes, "Where was Ratchet?" And I said,
"One of the first Transformers
said,
you see."
And I didn't see him. I said, "Honey," I said, "he had to have been in that opening scene."
He was,
yeah.
You know, and he was white. He's the only one that's white,
right?
You know, Ratchet, and then this
RC was there too, wasn't RC? Yeah, talked RC right away.
Was
there.
Yep, RC was listed. Yep. Obviously, Cliff Jumper, you see him die.
Yeah.
But what was really funny is Amanda goes, "Which one is that?" And I said, and he said Cliff Jumper. I said, "It's Cliff Jumper," and she laughed at me because he said who he was. But
I thought, man, they just captured what we wanted in a Transformer movie, and then when you start to talk about they did a good job of making you care for the cast. You know, I mean, I know how we are when we see a preview like this. We're like, "Oh, great, here we go, Chick Mechanic." You know, it's
there. Oh, I didn't think that
they're gonna go down that road where we've got to. Man, it was, the story was told the way it needed to be. The story was told
good. I still don't like the Chick Mechanic angle.
I prepared for this.
I liked it.
So, let's do it. We're going to do a top 10-ish right here in the middle. So, she works on cars in the movie. And women can invent things too, Steven. And I wanted you to know that. So, I compiled a list of famous female inventions. So,
yeah, there's a few out there that can.
Beer. Okay. The paper bag. Closed circuit television, wireless transmissions, the dishwasher, which I think is hilarious because they just don't want to wash dishes anymore, Kevlar, the car heater, Monopoly, the fire escape, the life raft, residential solar heating, solar panels, and central heating, the medical syringe, the modern refrigerator, the ice cream maker, the computer algorithm, technology that led to the portable fax, touch-tone phones, fiber optics, caller IDs, call waiting. So,
name one thing that's any good.
Well done, ladies. You can be car mechanics too, you know.
You can, but you know what? Like I said, when I walked out of the theater, they're like, "What was the? You know, what do you think?" I said, "Ah, it was unrealistic." They're like, "Well, Transformers? No, I grew up on Transformers. I've seen a Transformer. I'd never seen a woman mechanic. That was the unrealistic thing." I was like, "I can't relate."
I don't know if she was actually a mechanic. I mean, she didn't have a
job because she literally wheeled out from underneath the Corvette and started crying and said, "Dad, I can't do this without
you." And that's the part where I said this movie has hope.
She was working on that car because that was the only connection she had left to her dead father. So,
I really liked the characters in this movie.
They did a great job.
John Cena was great.
John Cena was the worst.
And I think it made sense why he hated the Transformers. You know,
no, John Cena was the worst actor in this movie.
I did not think that. I've seen John Cena do stuff that's really good.
Oh, I'm not saying he's a good actor by any means.
But I don't think, I'm kind of on the side of Pete on this. And I love John Cena in movies.
I absolutely love John Cena, but he felt hokey as shit to me in this movie.
He did feel like the hokiest part of the movie.
Well, I think he was supposed to be comedic.
And that very well could be, but it was just kind of, you know, I just, there was something about him that it didn't feel like he fit, you know.
But not enough for to make it like.
Oh no, it didn't. No,
my enjoyment of it.
No,
yeah,
nope.
If I'm being honest, I thought that this movie felt very Steven Spielbergish from the 80s. Very had a Goonies kind of feel, and
I totally get that.
E.T. kind of feel.
I totally get that.
It was a smaller story, which I think was good. You know, and I get that. And I'm obviously teasing about the girl mechanic stuff, but like that's something you would have seen. Like, who's the kid that did all the gadgets in the Goonies?
Data.
Was it Data?
Data.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Data always found out. Nobody cared when Data get hurt.
Yeah. You know, they never. In a Spielberg movie, you never looked at, there's no kids out there that can actually build this stuff. Right. We're going to make one that can. You know, right. And it felt like that kind of a feel to me.
Mm-hmm. It had a top to bottom, it had an all-around fun feel. And it was sad. I teared up a couple of different times. I'm not going to lie.
Heidi cried at least 3 times.
You know?
Really?
So, yeah.
yeah. So,
what didn't you like?
I think I've already talked about it. I think I've just hit on it. Cena was, I thought, weak. You know, I didn't know where they were going with the girl. You know, they get, you know, if she was... At first, she just seemed like a pissed-off girl. She grows on you, though, a little bit through the thing. I really like the actress.
She's like 30.
No way.
Oh, she's not. She's 22.
Oh, she's older. Well, 3 years ago, she was in a movie and played a college girl. And now 3 years later, now she goes back to play like a junior in high school. You know what I mean?
I mean,
so
you know, you know what she just was in too that we just watched?
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
Yeah, she's the how voice funny of, is that? She was Gwen.
No,
she was the voice
was
of Gwen. Was she? Yeah.
Oh,
that's just funny.
I did know that. Yeah. I did know that.
I mean, talk about having a couple hits there. I mean, I get it. You're just doing voice work, but still,
right?
You know, I mean, having a couple big hits there.
Her mom in that movie is unknown to cinema.
Oh, but she's TV.
No, she is a 400,000 voices. She is primarily a voice actress.
She's been on some TV show though, because I remember her from something. No,
but yeah, but it was. But I was amazed. You look at her credits; it's a mile long, but it's almost all voice work.
Yeah. She's tiny.
She's so little.
She really is.
So
little.
So you know, I love the stepdad.
Oh, he was so good. What was really cool about it was, you know, I got a job interview tomorrow, and if I get this job, and the positive attitude it was, he was totally goofy and didn't know how to relate to her. Knew he couldn't replace her dad, but you could tell he was trying, and it was a very heartfelt character.
Yeah,
and then that moment where, you know, he does the thing with the car, and that was really neat, you know. And
her little brother, you recognize him?
I recognized him, but I didn't know why.
I should know him.
I think he's in It. I would have to double check that, but he is in something recent. It seems like he would be too old, but I recognize him from something that we have just recently watched. I'd have to double check that. I'm glad
Peter. I've got him do it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the brother was, I mean, I really felt like every character in this had a really good role.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't too much.
And I loved the transformations in this.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't take 2 minutes with tons of gears and spinning things and just going. It was like, I loved how a Bumblebee could turn into a Volkswagen, and it took a couple seconds.
He just jumped in the air and landed as a car. That was neat, man.
And you know, and they'll do that in the other movies.
Yeah,
but they'll also do it in this drawn out, too busy, crazy ass thing.
Not anything you've seen.
Nothing, huh?
A Disney show called Every Which Way, and he was in Diary of a Wimpy Kid: The Long Haul.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid's where I'm remembering him from. Then
that might be where I am, too.
Because my kids have watched those movies.
Yeah, Kane might have watched Wimpy Kid. Huh.
The transformations I thought were great. The CGI I thought was great. And all of the robot characters, the one thing that I loved how they'd go from the car to the robot to the car, then to the helicopter.
Oh, the plane, triple changers, you know, were great.
That was so cool.
I said, you know, it's funny. I said to Heidi when I said, oh, triple changers. And she's like, and I'm like, well, it's just, that was a toy thing. You know, they could change into 3 different things. It was kind of like a big deal. And she goes, God, that sounds like a nightmare.
Right.
I'm like, well, of course. It was, but.
It was a nightmare. Yeah,
but,
and the things that they changed into as toys always looked kind of weird.
Yeah, because exactly.
Because they were trying. Yeah. Because you can't make a tank into an airplane without looking like a tank with
legs. Like one of the Transformers I had as a kid was the 6 changer.
Oh, yeah.
He changed into 6. Yes, I had that one. And that thing was ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's funny, too. We're walking out, and I'm like, it was just cool to have the triple changers in there. That was a nice little nod. And Heidi goes, Bumblebee changed, like, into 4 different things in this movie.
Yeah, but not at the same time, Heidi.
I go, but that's not this. It's not the same. And she's like, well, it kind of sounds the same to me.
That freaking flat fender Willys.
Jeep Bumblebee was pretty cool,
man. Yeah. The yellow Jeep at first was really neat.
I really...
Apparently, they can't change their color. Because if Bumblebee should turn himself tan if he really wanted to blend in, like the other Jeep was tan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Him not having a driver would be a giveaway too.
But he can add racing stripes though, because he did that when in his final transformation.
That's right, he did.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So, actually, I have a couple questions. One, the iconic scene at the end where he pulls up. Now, you're led to believe that that's Optimus Prime driving. You know, because the semi, it's the flat front. But it specifically showed you the grill of that truck, and it was a Freightliner logo. It was not the Autobot logo. So was that actually Optimus Prime, or was it just supposed to be a nostalgic nod to look like Optimus Prime?
I don't really know. I don't know which.
I thought it was weird that it panned the grill to show you that it was Freightliner, mm-hmm. and then it was like, oh, is it just it's a cool, iconic driving off because... You know, or was it because then you saw Optimus Prime talking
Maybe
to him?
Maybe that's the semi, you know? That Optimus scanned before they talked.
Yeah. And that could be, you know. Mm-hmm. I wondered that if that was intentional or not. Or question number two. She pulls up next to her mom in the car on a moped. Then she gets out, gets in the car.
Just leaves it.
How does the moped get back to the house?
They just leave it.
You know what I mean? Because he drives it later in the movie, you know.
As that scene was happening, I was also like, right. That's kind of an interesting little...
One part I felt was, part of me says was really kind of hokey. The other part of me says was absolutely necessary. It was a really kind of a cool way to tie the whole movie together was her diving at the end into the water. It felt super hokey, but I was like, oh my God, that makes so much perfect sense. I'm glad they did that. Anybody else have that same vibe?
I don't know.
I really didn't even, what you're feeling is exactly the things that went through my head. Heidi, of course, goes, there's not wreckage in that.
Oh, yeah, it was dangerous.
Water. Yeah.
Well, and that was Amanda's least favorite part. She was like, "Yeah, that dive was ridiculous."
Yeah,
that's so. Like, you know, she's not diving competition. She didn't have to do like a perfect dive. And you just need to get in the water.
So
you can jump in feet first.
It's full of like motor oil and gasoline and everything else. You know,
I didn't think it was quite necessary, but regardless,
the first time when she went down, I was a little. I was excited because I'm like, she can take some clothes off. She can get down in her panties and jump in there.
Well, I was excited
because any of that.
Busty bitch gal was leaning over the window of her car.
I was in the bathroom. I missed that scene.
I was like, good for that. That woman, that girl had the fucking best bra ever created.
Nice.
So what they did to her, what Bumblebee did to her car, though, that was so good.
That was
the,
funny.
That, the toilet papering, egging that whole scene.
And just stomping on it.
One of the things that Amanda mentioned to me, and I tend to agree with her, is... She really liked how there was kind of that underlying crush love thing, but they didn't make it a thing. At the end, it was just, we're not there yet.
I liked that, too.
You know?
It didn't give me the, if they would have hugged.
Yeah, they got to end with a kiss.
If they would have hugged, it would have been fine, too. Right. But I really liked that.
How she kind of shut him down.
Yeah.
And he was an amazing secondary character. I thought he was so good, you know?
His bedroom.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah. I saw some toys.
Yep.
I saw Strider.
Yep.
Can't wait to get the 4K Blu-ray version.
My sister plays pranks on me. She always leaves this hair product in here. And he's like trying to get it into the drawer, you know what I mean?
Afro is just so cute. Yep. I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. I think it's going to be a good one the sad thing is there's going to be a lot of Transformer fans who don't go see that in the theater. Just like Solo, there was a bunch of Star Wars fans who, because the last
night
movies,
kicked him in the dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You know, and
did you guys see The Last Night?
I did.
I did not.
I did not either. So.
So, and that's a great example. Here's you two guys, right. You know, Last Night is just like the ones before it. It's got some cool parts and it's got some stuff that you're like, what the crap? Right. You know,
They take these amazing actors and they drop them in the middle of this movie thinking that they're going to be able to carry it, and they just can't.
Well, you know what happens? You know what the big deal, why we kept getting so many of those? Transformers made a shitload of money overseas. Mm-hmm. It made a shitload of money overseas.
Right.
And so,
look at all the toy lines that bred, though, too. Oh, yeah. Jeez, oh, Pete.
So they're just like, we can just keep Michael Bay, you want to make another one? Great, here you go.
Right.
You know, because it was just making bank.
Michael Bay, what's your idea for the next Transformers movie? Bigger explosions, longer fights, and tons of characters. There are going to be so many characters.
That's what and titties.
Yeah. And hot young girls and crazy shots with the sun glistening off from their little bodies, and some weird things where they date older guys, and it's kind of almost pedophiliac and weird relationships between their dad, and I don't know.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that Mark Wahlberg's daughter happened to be dating an Australian off-road car racer so they could escape that corn maze.
Yeah, and he could punch somebody with a car.
Right? That was so good. Because
he punched a guy with a car tire. So good. Driving a car.
That was so good. Oh, shit.
And he jumped out of a building. He raced out of a building.
He's amazing.
To hit a jump.
Oh, he's amazing.
It's the most... It's so... The most believable thing about those things are that cars can turn into robots. Right. That's the most believable part of those movies.
That's the part that's most rooted in reality.
Yeah. Because I've actually seen that. They used to bring one to the air show that would actually transform. It was called Carzilla or something.
Carzilla, yeah.
Yeah.
Would breathe fire too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I liked all the bad guys in this. I liked the first one, which I don't know if it was Blitzwing or who it ended up actually being. But the first jet, the F-14,
he was cool.
He was really cool.
The one that ripped his voice box out.
That
was a great little moment too, because we all knew how you came about that.
It's neat. All the technology, they can't still give him a voice, but still,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, but anyways, maybe if Hound was around,
missed that. Ratchet. Actually, I think last night they gave him his voice back.
Oh, they did.
I'm almost 100% sure. I'm pretty sure they did that.
I'm still not going to go back and watch that stupid thing. No, I thought it was a win. I think it's good for the brand. I was a little disappointed that he's back into a Camaro at the end, even though I think that car is awesome. I was like, man.
Well, he had to be because everybody was looking for the Beetle. That was a necessary thing.
So that part of it made sense.
Right.
Yep. But.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. And we will get we'll get another one because I haven't seen the numbers for this yet. But it will do great numbers overseas. It's actually ratings-wise, review-wise, getting really good numbers.
Oh, it's getting great numbers here.
Yep. It had an actual story.
Yes.
And it was enjoyable. It was a good story, and it was fun.
Heidi did not want to go watch that movie. She had cabin fever. Pete got a group of us to go out to eat and then go see the movie. So that is why she went. It was not because, guess what? Heidi really liked that movie.
And both of my kids did.
Yeah, Amanda loved it. Pearson loved it. So,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Do we got anything to say? I think all three of us recommend it.
Hell yeah.
You may have already seen it. Hope you feel the same way we did.
Awesome.
Nice. And...
I saw you hit the button. I thought you turned the mics off.
No.
Wrapping up our review episode of Bumblebee, the newest installment in the Transformers franchise. Please, please, please don't judge it based solely on the fact that it's part of the Transformers franchise. It was a win. That is, it's a movie that I will watch again. I did enjoy it, and I think that it was definitely worth it. A great mix of story, acting, action. They did a great job. They fixed some problems, and so all in all, we recommend it. Go out and see it. If you listen to this, you already heard the spoilers, so sorry. But until next time, we will see you guys in the concession line.